From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. Welcome to the NCAA Job Center. As the NCAA men's basketball tournament continues to dominate the headlines again this week, have you noticed how many basketball coaches are now being made richer after taking their teams to the big dance? It's a great time to be the agent for a college basketball coach. This week, 70-year-old basketball coach Rick Pitino left number 13 seed Iona College and then took a six-year deal to become the new head basketball coach at St. John's University. Pitino helped both Kentucky and Louisville win a national championship in years gone by. Questions about his recruiting methods, including a pay-for-play allegation, have dogged him for much of his college coaching career. The NCAA's transfer portal is now in place to facilitate players moving from one school to another. Plus, there's plenty of cash to be secured utilizing the now-approved Name, Image, and Likeness, or NIL, process for today's college athletes. So I'm curious, have there been any college recruiting violations you've read about so far in 2023? Me either. Rick Pitino's departure from Iona College in New Rochelle, New York this week just provided another NCAA tournament coach a chance to cash in on his former job at Iona. Less than a week after leading number 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson to an upset win over number 1 seed Purdue, Coach Tobin Anderson pounced on the job opening at Iona this week. Anderson had been at Fairleigh Dickinson for just 1 year after a long coaching career at Division II and III schools. So the dominoes are falling quickly in college basketball. One job is filled to leave another vacated, and you should expect more of the same thing for the next few weeks. Just yesterday, Paul Mills, the basketball coach for the NCAA men's number 12 seed Oral Roberts University, answered a lucrative call from Wichita State. Mills became the new coach of the Shockers in a multi-year deal. The next coach at Oral Roberts in Tulsa is going to have a hard time beating Coach Mills' record this year, though. The Golden Eagles won every single conference game they played this year, including the conference tournament.
Yes!
Arizona State head basketball coach and former Duke point guard Bobby Hurley led the Sun Devils into this year's NCAA tournament as a number 12 seed. Though ASU lost to TCU on a last-second shot in the first round, the university just announced a nifty two-year contract extension for Coach Hurley. Rodney Terry, a name you may not have heard about, is the current interim head coach at the University of Texas for their basketball team. And after winning his first two NCAA tournament games last weekend, RT, as the players call him, is likely to cash in soon as the team's permanent head coach at Texas, or he'll likely accept another top job at another university soon. Coach Terry's done a fantastic job with the Longhorns after Chris Beard was fired earlier this year. The longer Texas continues in this NCAA tournament, the more money Rodney Terry is going to be commanding soon. The coaching carousel and the associated boom in the moving van business continues at other schools this week too, not just the big ones. In Natchitoches, Louisiana, the Northwestern State University Demons hired a new basketball coach 1 year ago this week. The school's longtime basketball coach, Mike McConathy, finally retired in March 2022, and Corey Gibson was hired. The new coach had been a longtime assistant at Missouri State. Well, the Demons went 22-11 this year. The team finished in second place in the Southland Conference during Coach Gibson's first year at Northwestern State. But last weekend, the coach accepted an offer to take the top basketball job at his alma mater, Austin Peay, in Kentucky. But within a matter of days, Northwestern State has just announced the hiring of a new basketball coach. On Tuesday, Rick Cabrera from Tallahassee Community College was made the Demons' new head basketball coach. The former junior college coach won 77% of his games during six productive seasons in Tallahassee, Florida. Though I changed jobs several times during my own work career, have you ever seen anything work as fast as this college coaching carousel? Perhaps it might be a good time to consider some stock in U-Haul. But this story isn't just about the coaches who are able to capitalize financially on some success this season on the basketball hardwood. After that coach leaves, several of the basketball players who played for that coach this year are now putting their names into the NCAA transfer portal. They want to follow their coaches to the new school. And if those players are successful in moving to the new school with the new coach, what do you think will happen to the student athletes who are playing basketball this year for that school? That's right, they're mostly toast. Most of the incoming players will be pushed aside once the new coach settles in. The incoming transfer players are quite familiar with the coach and his playbook. The new coach is comfortable with them as well. Plus, the new coach is going to be bringing in a new group of freshman recruits to the university as well. The college head basketball coach is quickly becoming a current-day version of a Pied Piper. In the past, the cost of a college player transferring to the coach's new address was a bit daunting. The players were only allowed to receive the scholarship value of tuition, room, and board at the university. A transfer to another school usually involved paying for your own move, but not anymore. In 2023, the NIL cash machine is allowing boosters to crank out unlimited promotional compensation to athletes with little or no scrutiny by the NCAA. With more and more television money coming into college athletics, the pressure to produce winning teams has increased exponentially. Coaches are very well compensated, but they're generally expected to show positive results within their first 2 years. In college football, Deion Sanders is doing exactly the same thing as the new head football coach for the Colorado Buffaloes. Incoming transfers from his former school at Jackson State in Mississippi are heading west to Boulder. Athletes coming in via the NCAA's transfer portal, plus Coach Prime's incoming freshman class, are going to dramatically reduce the number of holdover players from last year's CU football team. Now, college basketball only requires 5 starting players, and fans at schools which are seeing a head coaching change right now are going to notice quickly that there'll be an entirely different group of players on the court for their college basketball team next fall. As I've stated previously in posts about the NCAA's transfer portal process, I expect that many of these transfer players are being paid via the NIL and its loose Wild West type of rules to cover any cost associated with moving to a new school. On the other hand, the college coaches are also allowed to leave schools with literally no notice whatsoever. In many cases, the coach is receiving a multi-million dollar contract at his new school. So let's say that a college freshman basketball player initially chooses to attend a school which will allow the pursuit of a particular academic goal. Don't laugh, there still may be a few. Once the flood of transfers starts to occur following the hiring of a new basketball coach or football coach, it's likely that a few of the holdover student athletes at that school are no longer going to have a scholarship available. But whether we like it or not, such is the way in today's NCAA. I'm Swamp Swami. Hey, come on.